Hi, CityCast listeners. It's the last day of Black History Month, and we thought, what better way to end it off than some soul? Soul food, that is. We're talking about the food that is the center of Black culture with Instagram foodie influencer G from Bless the Belly. This is the first in a new segment we'll be running every Tuesday talking about food. So get your bellies ready, y'all. It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. I'm Carleon Jones, and here's what Houston's talking about today. G from Bless the Belly, nice to have you on CityCast today.
Yes, it's nice to be with you guys. I'm in the mix, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so to get it started, for people who don't know what soul food is, can you give us a little explanation of what it is?
Soul food, like the definition is my definition?
Yeah, get your definition. I want to hear yours. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my definition would probably be along the lines of what it actually is. I feel like, you know, soul food is, that food with the soul in it, per se. It's kind of like an African-American based type deal. I feel like in the South, you know, being born and raised in the South, I think that's where the topic soul food came about, where I originally heard, hey, you want some food where granny feel like she put a foot in it, you know, that type of terminology and stuff like that. It's Southern, you know, being from Houston, we got all of everything pretty much. Louisiana is next door. That's the Cajun way. You know, the whole South Pier just had a lot of food that just, you know, had soul to it. You know, whether it was like mashed potatoes, oxtails, pepper steak. Man, I can go on. Baked chicken even is kind of in the soul food category. It's like, you know, that's real good. And then you get the sweets on the side. You know, you got to have like the yams and the stuff like that. I feel like soul food.
Yeah, that was going to be my second question. Like, what are some basic items people are going to see on the menu? So besides the ones that you named, what are a couple more that people might see if they go to a soul food restaurant?
Oh, look, I got right into it, huh? Soul food. So I already said like pepper steaks and stuff. You got, I mean, they got some soul food restaurants that got, what is it? Chitlins? Some of them sell chitlins. You're definitely going to have some peach cobbler as a dessert soul food for sure. What else are we looking at the average soul food spot? I've had like fettuccine or maybe some type of, you got some type of pasta in there that could be added to it. Maybe it's more so of a side, if anything, like a chicken, like I said, baked chicken with some pasta on the side, macaroni. Ooh, I'm thinking about it right now, Lord.
Yeah. the yams. Man,
yams, all that. You know, of course, as far as sides, you got black-eyed peas, green beans. I love me some cabbage. Oh, man, I feel like cabbage sets it off. I love sweet cabbage. I love, like, spicy cabbage.
Wait, sweet cabbage? I don't know if I've had that before.
Ooh-wee. My best friend. His mom is from Beaumont, Texas, or whatever. So it's a little east of Houston or whatever. But, man, she turned me on. And for New Year's, she does it. So it was kind of like, man, I've ate cabbage all my life. I ain't never had no cabbage like sweet like this. This is kind of, it's good. It's good, you know.
So I had it fried before, but never sweet
fried
cabbage.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Put me on. I've never
it's
had
it. It's good. Oh, yeah. It's real good. That's okay.
That's different. And some fried chicken, too, myself. I ain't want to forget. You can have some fried chicken up there.
Absolutely fried chicken. What's the difference between a regular piece of fried chicken from, like, churches or something and soul food that you're going to get at a soul food restaurant?
The fried chicken that you'll probably get from a regular restaurant is going to come with one or two options. And that second option is a maybe. Usually it's going to come with French fries. You get some chicken and then French fries. That's not feeding my soul. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. If you get some chicken, some French fries, and let's say you go to Timmy Chan's and get some rice on the side, still not feeding my soul. That feels more of a fast food vibe. You see what I'm saying? And so if I go to a spot that has fried chicken with mashed potatoes, macaroni, and green beans, I might want to sit down after that because of the combination of the different type of foods just makes me feel like, man, like, you know, it's one of those type of things. And man, just think about it like, on the run chicken is never going to be as good as somebody putting a soul in the chicken back there. Give me a slice of cornbread on the side because I'm going to really feel like you can touch my soul.
Yeah. Might have to go take a nap afterwards, huh?
In the car. I might take a quick nap in the car. Stop playing.
Okay.
Collard greens. Man.
Yep. Ooh. Okay. Is there anything about soul food in Houston that makes it different from other cities in the South?
I feel like Houston has a mixture of everything. So like I say, Houston, I've been to certain spots that might have a different twang than your average soul food spot. We named a lot of the average soul foods, but let's just say a spot in Houston sells spaghetti. It's a soul food spot, but they sell tacos on Tuesday. Soul food, oxtail tacos. I sit back and I'm like, wow, Now, I've been a lot of places, but this is different. And like I say, being from the South and traveling around in the South, man, I try some stuff. I just feel like Houston has a cheat code because we're like the food hub. We're like the hub for a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, woo, Houston. It's up one.
So you feel like Houston has better soul food than other places you've been?
I don't want to look exclude us from just like all the different beautiful foods and spots there is in the South and around the world. Because there's other places I've been. Shout out to Melba's or whatever in New York and Harlem. That's a soul food spot and it's really good in my opinion. But it's just something about like the South that is like, man, come on, bro. So Houston to me is what I'm raised on. It's kind of like I'm biased a little bit, you know?
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of people in Houston, it's always between Houston and New Orleans with food.
Oh, with food. I was like, that
yeah,
was soul food.
With food. Yeah, just, but so soul food is a no.
No. New Orleans is a Cajun spot. They have really good food. I'll give it to them. I've been up and through New Orleans with a lot of foods. But it's more of a Cajun twist to it. Texas is the cheat code. We got the Spanish food. We got the Tex-Mex. We invented Tex-Mex. That's Mexican and Texas style. That means you can get a big old burrito. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the type of time I feel like Houston is on. And so, yeah, soul food. Everything's bigger in Texas, bro. Let's just keep it real. I love you, New Orleans. I do. But mainly,
it's Houston. Okay, so you're one of the biggest food influencers in Houston right now. And you have a huge Instagram following. So you've tried a lot of different places here.
A lot.
But what are some of the best soul food places in Houston to go for people who might want to try it?
Soul food in Houston? Oh, you give me a chance to show my people some love. Let me rub my hands like Birdman. Let me see. Okay, I got a list. Let's see. I got a few for sure. Let's shout out to Esther's. They're definitely top tier. It's the North Side version of the soul food mecca. They doing their thing. It's like fam to me. They have a new bar as well, so I would definitely say go check out their bar and the soul food while you're there. And they have events from time to time as well. We'll be doing something coming soon too. I don't want to announce it just yet, but for Mother's Day, stay tuned. Me and Essence might definitely collab on something super dope, never seen before.
Okay.
And that's soul food. And then shout out to Mickey's. Mickey's is like fam too. When I worked for the radio station here in Houston, Mickey showed a lot of love. You know, shout out to Jay, Janelle over there at Mickey. She's always like, what can Mickey's come do to help? Like, what can we be involved in? I'm like, man, these people, not only is their food good, they're all involved in community work and stuff like that. So I think that's dope. And Mickey's is the South Side Mecca. So it's like, shout out to Mickey's on the South. Esther's is on the North Side. There's some other soul food spots like Comfort Foodie. Shout out to them. But it's different. It's Dominican soul food.
Okay.
So it's like a fusion. Let's put it like this. It's pretty much, you got the oxtails, you got, you know, the rice and stuff like that, but it might come with a side of plantains and then like beans or some Spanish beans or something different. And it's like, oh, okay. This like, it's called soul food fusion. So that's like different. That. Yeah. And it's called Comfort Foodie. So you definitely get like a island vibe, but then you also get like a Spanish vibe. It's pretty dope. Soul food, man, I could go on. It's a lot of different just tucked off places that I rock with. I went to a place in, it was on the North Side as well. Heavenly Choices. It's small. It's like super small. And I was leaving a school one day and I was hungry as heck. And I was like, man, I need somewhere to go and I need it to sit me down. And I was surprisingly across the street from it. And I was like, okay, Heavenly Choices. I wasn't mad. And that was kind of, I walked in, the lady was so nice. I said, I like y'all just because as soon as I walked in, I thought like you was my cousin or something. Like,
yeah,
she literally just gave me the most warm welcome. Yeah, just kind of like, sit down, baby. I'm going to get you your drink. I'm going to bring it to you because it's small. It's like four tables in there. So I show love to a lot of them spots, man. And that's one of the reasons I started Bless the Belly. Not only just because I'm a foodie and like to eat, but it's to put a lot of these spots on people might have never heard about who have some really hidden gems. And the food is just as good as your favorite restaurant, you know?
And then there's a lot of people that have started to like do like a twist on soul food too. I've been seeing a lot of like egg rolls that have like soul food in them. So do you have any places for stuff like that?
Yeah. Who has that? Soul Good Eats. Shout out to them. They have the, I don't know if it's the egg roll or what it is, but I believe it's like macaroni and yams or like macaroni and collard greens, something like that. But it's definitely different. They have a nice amount of items on their food truck that, has some soul to it. So soul food. They the type that have the spaghetti on the side. It's like a side and all that with the catfish. And hey, go check them out. Man, shout out to Chef Ferentino. He put me onto a soul food egg roll that I have yet to have tried anywhere else. And it's basically like turkey with collard greens wrapped in like some type of cheese or something. Like it's like a white cheese. It's like a light white cheese. Man, that man charged. I get like four of them and I pay $20, but I don't care. I pay $30. Man, they good. And I'm like, man, you should sell these. Oh, and he caters and does different stuff like that. So shout out to the chefs that cater and people that just work out the crib that can make just as good of a menu item as any restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so for soul food, it's not the healthiest thing in the world. We know that. We put a lot of sugar, a lot of butter, a lot of salt, and all types of things in there. Right. For people who want to eat it on the more healthier side, are there any places in Houston that they can go to?
Well, I would say, to be honest, if you want to eat on the more healthier side and you're like conscious about what's going on, cook it yourself. Like, look up some soul food recipes. There's a million of them on YouTube. Go find these items that you want. They have fresh, you know, soul food items cut up daily in a lot of these markets. Go find you some oxtails. Mm-hmm. Learn how to season them. Get them to what you like. And cook it yourself, because I feel like you can be the ultimate judge of what goes into your body. Like, don't go into a soul food spot around the city and feel like, oh, well, maybe. Well, then just get sides. You need to go get some cabbage, some green beans. You'll be all right. But if you want some actual, then you're going to get like, you know, some chicken, some pepper steak, whatever. And that's just what it is. You don't know what they put in it, but people are more so flavor gods. Like, people like flavor. And so as long as it tastes good, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So make it taste good yourself, you know? Be healthy on your own. That way you ain't got to blame the restaurant for being big like they do McDonald's, because we don't mess with fast food. Straight up.
So speaking of like seasonings and things that you can add to the food on your own or whatever, what are some of the seasonings that we use in our culture that really bring the flavor to the food in the first place?
Well, I gotta, first and foremost, shout out Tony Saturé. Like, yeah. Tony Saturé has changed my life. So I know all these dishes got some of that Tony in it. Like, I'm the type of guy, you know, I'm a potato head. So, like, I love French fries. I wish I was a French fry, right? So, like, I literally will put Tony Saturé or something on a French fry. Or let's just say, since we're talking about soul food, even if I get something that's pretty bland, let's just say some catfish, right? And it doesn't have that, if it's either hot sauce or that Tony, like some type of seasoning, man, to kind of give it that kick. And Tony is like an all around, it's like an all seasoning. So that's a cheat code too. I never kind of went wrong with that one. Slap Your Mama is another Southern one that I know about. I don't know if people use that all over. I've never been in Cali hearing people talk about Slap Your Mama seasoning. I don't know if they that's even true. Have it, you know? But down here, we slap your mama. I hope my mama ain't watching this because she's going to think I'm crazy. But I would definitely say that those two, Tony Saturé, Slap Your Mama. It's a lot of sauces we use, you know, like the steak sauce, A1 steak sauce. I don't know if that just deals with all soul food that's more lean towards steak. But I know, like, Southern people can aim more towards sauces to give things flavor than just full-blown seasoning. Of course, it has to have seasoning, but we're not killing you with the seasoning. We'll put a little paprika, put a little, a few bay leaves or something and whatever was going on. Curry.
And marinate it,
too. There's different. Yeah. There's different seasoning for, because there's so many different recipes I can go on and on, right? But I feel like it's more so what sauce you add into this bag. What are we going to eat? What that sauce hit for? Because the seasoning is going to be good, but, you know, it's a few fast food companies out here. If they didn't have no sauce, they would be lost, you know?
Yeah,
so that's why I feel like soul food is kind of like, make sure it just tastes good, you know? You don't have to have a lot of sauce in soul food. Like, oxtails don't need sauce. So it is more seasoning and flavor, but it's how you cook it. You cooking it with love, it's going to come out good regardless, man.
Yeah, takes time. That's the thing. It's not a food that you can cook quickly. I think that's important to say, too, is that it's something that you put some love into it because you're cooking it overnight sometimes.
Overnight.
You marinating it.
That's what I'm saying. And then a lot of times, it's a lot of like blend of garlic, herbs and, you know, stuff like that you're going to definitely throw in there too. Add your spices, salt. You got to add any type of flavor to whatever dish that you want to perfect. Everybody's taste buds are different. I might think something is salty. This is too much. You might think it's perfect. Vice versa.
Yeah.
This might not have enough flavor. Let me go and put some. Why you putting all that cheese on it? Because, like, I'm just, all right. Well, you know, to each his own. So, man, I feel like as long as the food is up to your taste bud standard and you obviously aren't getting overweight or kind of like cholesterol not running through the roof, you're taking care of yourself, eat what you want, man. Balance it out. You can eat soul food 2 times a week if you're working out and doing what you got to do. I wouldn't recommend it every day, whether you cook it or not. Not every day. get you a salad.
It could be a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Some lettuce in there.
Some lettuce in there.
Okay, G from Bless the Belly, thank you so much for being on CityCast today.
And thank y'all so much for having me. It's a pleasure talking to you guys, for sure.
That was G from Bless the Belly. We'll have a link to his Instagram and TikTok in our show notes in case you want to find out what other spots in the town he recommends. Now, let's get into some more Houston news. Talks of the legalization of fentanyl test strips have entered the doors of the Texas legislative session. This is big news since the strips, which test for the presence of the deadly opioid, are currently illegal in the state. I know it sounds a little insane, but according to a current law, the use of the strips can result in a Class C misdemeanor or even a $500 fine, even though the strips have been said to be a great harm reduction tactic by the CDC. Now, this is something that both Republican and Democratic lawmakers have been trying to get repealed. At least a dozen bills have been filed this year alone, as the death rates caused by the drug continue to rise. Governor Abbott even made it a top priority this year, calling it an emergency item during his State of the State address earlier this month. So hopefully this means a true legalization is on the horizon. That's it for our show today here at CityCast Houston. If you enjoyed the show, remember to spread the word and tell a friend. It's greatly appreciated. We'll be back tomorrow with another amazing show. So I'll see you then. Talks of the legalization of fentanyl test strips have entered the doors of the Texas legislative session. Ugh, I cannot talk. Oh my God.